of idiots and sages. How much is your child worth? How much is your grandchild worth? These are not trick questions. They arise from the news that North Carolina recently announced cash compensation to thousands of survivors of their state sterilization program that ran from 1929 to 1974, an astonishing 45 years. North Carolina was but one of many southern states that sterilized people whom it considered as defective. In this, they were supported by authorities as august as the U.S. Supreme Court, which in its now infamous Buck v. Bell case found a state had a right to sterilize its citizens, and a citizen had no constitutional right to oppose it. For in the words of Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, three generations of imbeciles are enough. A North Carolina task force recommended payment of $50,000 each to each survivor. This horrific state practice and the Supreme Court's chilling reasoning in support thereof gives us some insight into how social prejudices and attitudes percolate into all sections of society, and despite their self-evident madness, take on an air of the repellent in the passage of time. If a state could sterilize its own so-called citizens, deny people the right to have children, what is such a state but a dictatorship of arrogance and power? From Prison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.